Legion. Once again, I am Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for February 15th, 2019. And we're just jumping right into it with the TV news. We have three pieces from Nickelodeon, first of which comes from The Hollywood Reporter, who is saying that there's going to be another animated Star Wars series on television, and it looks like there is a deal being worked out to get that show onto Nickelodeon. No show details have really been worked out just yet, as far as I could find anyway, though it is a safe bet that this will probably be much like the original cartoon series that came out in the 70s. Alex Kirkman is set to executive produce and showrun the series. If you don't know who that is, Alex Kirkman is currently executive producer for Star Trek Discovery and was also a writer and producer for one of the Kelvin timeline movies in Star Trek Into Darkness. Next, in reboot news, Variety is reporting that the Children's Network is also rebooting All That, which, for those that don't know, is their sketch comedy show that ran from the early 90s into the early aughts. This reboot is apparently the brainchild of current Nickelodeon president and one-time executive producer and writer on the original show, Brian Robbins, who is also bringing in Kenan Thompson to be a producer on the show, who started his career in television on the original cast of All That on Nickelodeon and is now currently the longest running cast member on SNL. The plan is apparently to have, at least in the first episode, maybe even the first few episodes, that part was a little gray, but the plan is to bring in the original cast as well as some of the long-running cast members through the years to kind of hand the torch off to a new generation of All That cast members. And then our last piece comes directly from Nickelodeon themselves via a press release. They are going to be releasing a limited series for Are You Afraid of the Dark? So it's more reboots. This, though, is going to coincide with the release of the movie. Whether or not the new movie and the new miniseries are going to share cast members remains to be seen. Now, let's hit the movies side of the news, and we have more animated Warner Brothers movie news. They just seem to be doing all kinds of stuff. This time, the popular DC IDW crossover comic Batman vs. the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is getting the animated movie treatment. And it actually looks like, of all the things on the Warner Brother schedule, this might be the first of the animated movies that we're getting. We've already got screenshots and a crazy cast listing. So let's go over that cast listing real quick. We have some regular faces over on the DC voice acting side of things. We have Troy Baker, who is going to be both Batman and the Joker. Troy Baker has previously voiced Batman. Darren Criss, who's going to be Raphael. Kyle Mooney as Michelangelo. Baron Vaughn as Donatello. Eric Bauza as Leonardo. Rachel Bloom as Batgirl. Tom Kenny as the Penguin. John DiMaggio, aka Bender from Futurama, he's going to be Mr. Freeze. Tara Strong will be both Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. Carlos Alazraki is going to be Bane, and Cass Anvar is going to be Ra's al Ghul. Then, in quickie movie news, it's just been announced that Junkie XL has been brought in to score the new live-action Sonic movie that's set to be out November 8th. And if you don't know who Junkie XL is, or maybe his name sounds familiar and you don't know why, it's because he scored Batman vs. Superman, the first Deadpool movie, as well as Alita Battle Angel, amongst other things. Next is actually a pretty big announcement from Denis Villeneuve's Dune movie. We have more casting announcements. And actually, one of the casting announcements literally just happened before I started recording. So let's get into those real quick. These are coming from Hollywood Reporter as well as Variety. First up, we have Josh Brolin, who's been brought in as Gurney Halleck, who is the Swordmaster in the series and also trains Paul Mod Dib Atreides. Next, we have Javier Bardem, who's been brought in as Stilgar, who is the leader of the Fremen, the indigenous race of people on Arrakis, the name of the planet on which majority of the book takes place. Then we have Oscar Isaac has been cast as the Duke Leto Atreides, who is Paul's dad. And then the last one, which again literally happened just before I went to record, Jason Momoa has been cast as Duncan Idaho. All of this casting sounds amazing. I'm a little less certain about Jason Momoa just because the character description for Duncan Idaho does not match Jason Momoa. That one feels like more of a marketing move than actual great casting, though not bad casting by any stretch. The rest of this sounds amazing. And then our final piece of news for this episode, guys, is actually kind of a big one, and it deals with the future of the DCEU. There's two parts to this, and they revolve around the Joker and Harley Quinn. First, we're talking about the Joker, and according to Forbes, all of this is coming from Forbes, according to Forbes, both of the Joker movies that we've heard rumors about and quasi-confirmations as being happening have been canceled. So the solo Jared Leto Joker movie, as well as Joker versus Harley Quinn, both of those movies have been canceled, though it seems like Leto is not breaking his stride because he has already begun production on Morbius the Vampire and is not looking back. No real reason was given for the cancellations, though it is probably safe to assume that it's due partially at least to his poor reception, to the poor reception of Leto's Joker from the Suicide Squad movie, or even potentially DC's new focus on an uncentralized universe, if that makes any sense. Which also brings us to the other half of this in Harley Quinn. So, speaking of the Suicide Squad movie, Harley Quinn is apparently not going to be appearing in James Gunn's new Suicide Squad movie. Because Gunn is saying that he's going to be rebooting the series without Harley, partially because he's A, staying away from the original casting, and B, he wants to build up to Harley. And then the other piece of Harley news, I told you this was a big one, the other piece of Harley news is that Harley trilogy we talked about a couple episodes ago is not set in stone, is actually not even 100% confirmed. A lot is riding on this Birds of Prey movie. Should it do good, then yes, we will likely see more Harley movies. If it does bad, then they're going to disavow that anything else ever was in production. Also, dealing with the Birds of Prey movies, again, huge pieces of news. This piece actually is dealing with Batgirl, who is not going to be in the Birds of Prey movie, as was previously reported. That is very likely due to the fact that Batgirl is about to get her own solo movie, and they want to keep the focus on that and not her teaming up with villains. That's it for this episode, nerds. For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics, plus more nerdy bits, then you can check out my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.